listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 904 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Ooh, I got Patrick Reed, too. I think this is John Rahm week, everybody. It sure would be nice if Jordan won this thing. That'd be totally sweet. But this is, I got a feeling this is John Rahm week, everybody. I got John Rahm winning this thing. What do you, who you got? Give us a call, 713-780-3776. Just make your picks. That, how, what kind of radio show is that, though? How about a great radio show in which we just have everybody call in with their master picks? Masters.
I mean, it'd be great, because if you try to do it with me, I can't talk about it. So you're going to need some feedback from somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you guys have got Masters picks, I mean, call the next show, I guess.
You know that, yeah, it looks like when I first started, right? So phone calls were a really big deal. We could, once people got to know us and our show, it took a little while because we had to weed out Ed and Mike's listeners, Mike Edmonds and Ed Fowler's listeners. So we didn't know this, but we were picking up listeners at a very rapid rate. But it was very troubling to the guy who hired us both, because the people at his Braeburn Country Club, they didn't really like us. The other 84-year-old men were like, they didn't really feel our show for some reason. But so Dickie thought, hey, the show's just terrible. But in the meantime, ratings hadn't come back, because they wouldn't come out until every quarter. So we didn't know, like, he would just beat us down with how bad everything sounded. And then the ratings were actually going way up. Listenership was going way, way up, but we didn't know it. But so John and I would get really excited when there were a bunch of callers, because, you know, if you feel like, even today when you have a bunch of callers, it feels like people are really listening, even though it's harder now because people can communicate with you through text lines and Twitter and stuff like that. And people don't call as much. That's just the way it is on sports radio. But we would, like, at our, when we were really locked in at 610, once people really found us and everything, we could open up a board. We could open up the phone board, and a lot of people were Rome callers too, because they would
rack
call
them.
But we would have full board of calls for 4 straight hours. Mm-hmm. Just phone calls. But I remember one time in the early stages, we did a. It was like I want to say it was a Masters giveaway. We did a drawing, like whoever could pick, and these are. We didn't have a promo department. I would just come up with an idea, see if I could get Big Ball Sports to give us something.
Yeah.
And we would do that. And so we had
T-shirts.
We had some kind of giveaway. Key Collins would hook us up. So we had some kind of giveaway where if you picked the Masters winner right, you were going to get a prize. So this is our whole so Dell for maybe the whole show was just phone calls. Gary, let's go to Gary. Gary? Who you got? You're like, Gary, what do you want to talk about? I'm going to go with the young kid, Tiger Woods. All right, Gary, Tiger Woods. So I'd write down Gary, Tiger Woods. Let's go to, boy, the lines are packed. Mark, what's going on? Fred Couples. All right, Mark, Fred Couples. It was like 3 hours of people giving their Masters pick.
What great radio.
And me and John writing their names down. Mark, there must have been 17 Marks who called in. I don't even remember giving the prize away, to be honest with you.
I don't know if we did.
Tiger won. We probably didn't give away. But that wasn't the only time we've done this. Like, all right, who's your national championship pick? We didn't do a bracket contest. Like, give us your picks. It's just like, we're like, there's so many callers today. The board, Dickie, we had like 85 callers today. Partner, that was a red hot show. All those people calling in, giving you picks. Like, in the meantime, you look back on, like, that must have been brutal as a listener going, oh, my God.
I don't know. Dell not talking about golf is pretty brutal radio right now.
Why would you have someone to talk about golf with? That's what I'm saying. When I said the next show, I meant the 10 to 11 hour. If you want to still talk about golf, I suggest people call in, because I can't do it. I'm still recovering.
Charlie. Get Charlie to come in early and talk some golf with you.
Victor Hovland is in the trees left on number one.
It's hard.
No, it's not heartbreaking. It's just it's a bad start for the youngster from Oklahoma State University. Mm. Okay.
How about yesterday?
What?
Your Houston Rockets. Three guys stepped up. Christian Wood, big game.
No, I don't want big games. Why are we lauding this? Why are we applauding this poor behavior by them?
10 points, 18 rebounds for Kelly Olynyk. You had a typical double-double from Christian Wood, 22 and like 10 or 14 or something. And then John Wall with 31. And you know what happened? when the big three steps up like that, when the big three steps up, I don't care. You can have Luka, you can have Porzingis. It doesn't matter. They're going to be hard to beat. I'm sorry. Whether you like it or not, when the big three gets rolling, it's going to be tough.
The big three, we're calling them now?
Yep. Christian Wood, Kelly Olynyk, and John Wall is the big three.
That's our big three?
That's our big three.
Wow. What a...
If we were playing old school, what was the basketball game, Dale, with the arch rivals? No, NBA Jam. NBA Jam, if you're going through Luka and Kristaps, right? You go to every team. Who's their two? Because it was a two-on-two on NBA Jam. Oh, Chris Paul, Devin Booker. James Harden. You know, you get to the Nets. Oh, it's James Harden, Kevin Durant. Rockets. Oh, Olynyk and Wood. Nice.
Olynyk and
you
Wood.
You go through all of the teams. Every single team you go through, and you've got two really good players. And then you get to the Rockets. Like, oh, look at this. Wall and Olynyk. I've got Wall and Olynyk I'm playing with.
That is awful.
Do you think John Wall,
Tate and Kenyon Martin Jr.
You think John Wall should be suspended for conduct detrimental to the team?
Yeah,
because he scored 31 yesterday.
When he scores 31, yeah, on 12 of 23.
Yeah, that's
it's reckless.
That certainly is to the detrimental
to the future.
Don't worry, he'll be out.
We've been hearing about his
three games, and then he'll be out.
We've been
two
hearing
weeks.
About his potential knee surgery for a while now. If they would have got that done, that 31 point thing doesn't happen.
Okay,
last night.
Let me ask you: isn't it okay to let the kids have their fun and win one here and there? What's it going to hurt?
Not a guaranteed loss
in the bottom three.
But you don't want
that. Wasn't a guaranteed loss. You're at home. That's a that's a big home court advantage.
Is it? It's not even big when they actually had people in the stands. The Dallas loss is one you expect. Now you got to worry about playing Orlando and hoping something happens where you lose to them and Indiana.
Yeah, right.
The Dallas one you were banking on.
That was a guaranteed loss that you've screwed up.
Every once in a while, Minnesota wins one that we don't expect.
That's true, too. That is true, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to. I know, but we can't. We don't expect.
This is a critical time, though.
I will tell you, though.
You're taking this way too lightly.
In all seriousness, now, Olynyk is playing way too well.
Yeah, way too well.
This isn't even funny. Victor Oladipo could fire up 27. He could go 9 for 27. It wasn't that big of a deal. And it's like, Victor had 29 points on 27 shots. Mm-hmm. But, and they lost by, and they were down by 2 in the fourth. It was scary. They lost by 16 in the fourth. It's all good. It's an 18-point loss.
Yeah.
With Olynyk and Wood both there now, like, golly, y'all are just way too scrappy.
Let's get Reese's Masters pick in here. Hey, Reese, who you got?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Joe, has there ever been a repeat Masters winner?
Pardon me?
A repeat Masters winner. Has there ever been?
Yeah, like.
Back-to-back Masters winner?
You should know that off the top of your head.
Yes.
Who?
Masters champs. Okay. I would.
Because I was thinking about.
Arnie won every other year. Arnie won it in every odd year.
Since 1960. Jack Nicklaus went back-to-back 66. 65-66, Jack Nicklaus did.
And Faldo went back-to-back. Tiger went back-to-back. Yeah, there's been absolutely. So you like Dustin this week? Reese, you like Dustin?
Johnson, Tony Finau, but I'm going to go with Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson, yeah. I mean, he's the favorite.
All right, Reese has got his pick in. He's got Dustin Johnson, 713-780-3776.
No, we're not.
Look at these lines lighting up. Oh, we got such smart-ass callers. That could be what they're doing. Hopefully, it's just rocket calls about how everything's going to be fine. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Is Kelly Olynyk going to get an extension?
No, Kelly
I wouldn't just crap on that, honestly. He's rebounding?
No, I know, but is that something?
Who would you rather have, Kelly Olynyk or Drew Timmy?
I want a young player. I want a young player.
Who rebounds?
I want a young player that, yeah.
Okay, yes. Then Drew Timmy's not your guy then.
No, Drew Timmy's not my guy. No, no one said we have to get Drew Timmy with the third overall pick.
I don't even think he's coming out, but still.
Get Jalen Suggs. How would that be?
Yeah, that's fine. Pair him with Kelly Olynyk. And your big three then would be Suggs, Olynyk, and maybe Jayshon Tate.
Oof, maybe. You are.
Maybe. Or Porter.
No, you are picking the wrong guys.
Christian Wood, Jalen Suggs, Kelly Olynyk. Big three.
That's not your big three.
It is right now. Kelly Olynyk is your big three right now.
914 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We got Masters picks coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
Leave.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Cameron Champ birdie. He's one under through two. Congratulations to Cameron Champ. He could putt better. Dude is up there at Carlton Woods. He hangs out up there. I think he's a member. He and Patrick Reed, both members up there.
Patrick Reed's in the Masters, isn't he?
Yeah, he won.
Well, I didn't want to make sure he didn't get kicked out for anything illegal.
No, he didn't do anything illegal. He won.
He's never done anything
2018.
Illegal?
Yeah. Or just
against golf rules?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not asking is he's
he bends the rules a little bit here and there.
Let me tell you what you never do in golf. Bend rules.
No.
That is a sport for non-rule bending, and that's why I respect it. Respect golf for that. You can't just put pine tar in your glove. You got to play by the rules. You can't bang trash cans and you can't use steroids in golf. Nobody has ever used steroids in golf. No one's ever done blood spinning. That's
haven't
legal,
they?
By the way.
Haven't they? 918 ESPN 97.5. We got people that, okay, we got Masters picks. We got Trevor Bauer stories.
Masters
we got
picks.
And you at 713-780-3776. Sonny wants to make his pick. Sonny, who you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's going to be Bryson. No question. He's going to roll. And if it's not Bryson, I really like Cam Smith. I said what's up to him at Dell tournament a couple weeks ago, and he was pretty cool. So I like Bryson and Cam.
All right.
You know how I knew you liked Bryson DeChambeau, Sonny?
Why?
Because you're talking to a rapper.
Yeah, Bryson.
Can you hit a freeze?
Yeah, John and Lance and Dell. Masters time. Bryson D. Let's go. Pony up.
Yeah, Sonny.
Check it out.
Check it out, Sonny.
What up, H-Town? It's Masters time.
Yeah.
Big week for Bryson, so I had to rhyme.
Get it.
Gotta give it up for those monster drives. Bryson at the Masters, what a time to be alive.
Okay.
And he's doing the bull dance. He's feeling the flow. On point like
Lance. That was a young rapping Jit.
So, Sonny, is this your masterpiece? And I don't use the term loosely.
That's my I had to do it. I'm pumped for this week, and Bryson's going to represent, so I had to pen to paper.
Did you know that you were talking to somebody who could end up at the Source Awards one day?
Yeah. Those don't exist anymore.
Source Awards?
If we bring back
Source?
Some people got beat up
the
and shot
Source
killed
Awards
because of stuff that were said
about
at the Source Awards.
Well, but, someone was reckless talking?
There was some MTV Music Awards. It's hardly even a thing anymore, but they still have the Video Music Awards. You could have Young Sonny.
Lil Sonny.
Sonny, are you Lil Sonny or Young Sonny?
I think Young Sonny or, they call me DJ Oso sometimes.
Yeah.
So, one of those two.
Oso?
Who calls you DJ Oso?
They do.
Who is they?
The people.
So many people
I
in
like
his crew.
Call Sonny the Jit.
That's fine with me.
Well, that's fine. Little Jit, Sonny.
Little Jit.
Yeah. That's really a Florida thing, though. I don't know if you can be an SMU fan.
Pony
Sonny's
up.
A huge SMU fan.
I wanted to put some brisket jokes in there, but I kind of ran out of time and had to get to work.
Yeah, that's
so
wise you didn't. It wouldn't have made the air.
That's true.
No, I had some good ones. So,
because it's not been wet.
You know what? That's your next rap. That's your next.
Send the brisket rap in.
DeChambeau making you sweat. Kind of like Lance's brisket. Sopping wet. See? Boom. There's your line. Use that. Bars. Hashtag bars.
Not bars. Hashtag trash.
Hashtag dry.
Oh, see?
Young Sonny. I like Y-U-N-G Sonny.
Young.
I like Sonny the Jit.
Young Sonny.
Sonny, now you just love Jit.
I should have never told him about Jit. DJ Oso. It's okay.
Who calls him DJ Oso?
No
they
one
do.
Does.
The people were right.
Who is they? Who
DJ Oso Fresh, DJ Oso Clean, DJ Oso Drippy, You can do a lot of stuff with
Dell, can you listen to that because of your vaccine? Are you okay listening to the Sunday's rap?
It's more rap. It wasn't really about golf because the trashness of the lyrics overtook anything golf related. I can listen, but I can't really talk about it.
You can't talk about it.
No, I didn't talk about it. I just listened.
Okay.
Not happily.
So you can hear.
I can hear golf stuff. I just can't respond.
Can't respond.
My tongue gets all tied.
Right.
Feels like it was actually really good lyrics to me.
Yeah. One of.
We just hear
DJ Oso.
Sonny, I would say.
DJ Oso just killed.
Or DJ Oso or Sonny the Jit or Young Sonny or whatever.
Sonny.
Or Lil Sonny, whatever we're calling you. Don't ever do that again.
No,
do it every day.
I can play. Also
you
got
don't
want to
hear his rap about brisket?
No.
No, he's got a rap about Villanova that we played on the air a couple years ago. And, I mean, he's still on the line if you wanted to freestyle it.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Like, do you think he can freestyle like Longhorn Scott?
That wasn't a freestyle either.
He kind of did.
If it was freestyle, that
is freestyle.
You hover above, right?
Yeah,
hell
this is freestyle.
Below.
No.
Healing them hogs real nice and slow.
That's freestyle.
This is freestyle. That doesn't get enough attention.
What? That you were?
No, how good it is. Like what I was able to do there with a country in a genre that I'm not super familiar with. I created a freestyle song in a genre with kind of a, I didn't have a hook, but it was catchy.
So when you wrote or when you dreamed up the lyric "Keep Everyone in Bondage,"
yep,
keep everyone.
We were
in
talking
bondage.
About Ole Miss and players having to sing songs, and I just thought this is probably something in an Ole Miss song from the 1911s
or before.
Yeah,
it probably was. Do they have to sing that after the games?
That's what I was saying. Wow, you're making a player sing those lyrics. Bringing down musket and bringing down pain on us, or
no, it's death. On us.
Yeah.
Keep everyone in bondage.
Does that sound like a song you'd want to have to sing if you were a player at Ole Miss?
Down death on us.
Steelers of the South, we are the Steelers.
Another freestyle.
South, but we are the Texans. Look at us go. Run the ball, first down. Run the ball, first down.
And then the ad-lib in the middle.
Down. Look at us win those division titles. Hang a banner, Steelers of the South. Keep the Texans, Steelers of the Texans, Steelers of the South. First, that's a Texans. First,
and then the horns here.
Is this your DJ tag?
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang.
Like we hear
also
at the
freestyle.
Like we hear this at the beginning
freestyle.
Of a song.
I don't get enough credit for my song.
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang.
Like. Young Metro can't. If Young Metro can't
Young
trust,
Metro goes,
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang is your DJ tag.
It is.
Tay Keith.
F these.
Hang a banner.
Tay Keith.
That's the only thing we can say.
Let's get some more picks in here. What about Mito?
I'm uncomfortably close to your wang.
What about Mito? Hey Mito, who's your pick?
Hey, I might need your help on this one. I like that one dude that stays with his grandma, and she gets kicked out. She has to go to a nursing home, and then he scares the black dude, and he falls out the window, and he dies. And he has that run-up swing, and he hits the mob. They can't put two
no,
feet.
That's,
man, y'all,
that's,
that guy is?
Happy
no, that's
Gilmore.
That's Happy Gilmore. He's not in the
he's
Masters.
Not in it.
Oh, that's
Yeah, no, no, he's not in. He's not in this.
Yeah, no, he's not in.
I like the. I think if I actually could talk about golf, I'd pick the guy whose rival looked like Don Johnson. And he never would lay up. It's the guy who would always
Ten Cup. Oh, I would not pick him.
Yeah, God, that's
so basically a club
so confusing.
Pro. I'm not picking Ten Cup.
Is Bagger Vance?
Take the drop.
Is Bagger Vance in this tournament?
No, Bagger Vance.
Bagger Vance is not with his wood sticks or whatever.
No,
with his persimmon woods.
No. Matt Damon. That it was really unbelievable. Matt Damon was going to be really good at golf. Stop.
Surprising
with that swing. Dr. Funyan wants to make his Masters pick. What do you say, Dr. Funyan?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you guys are doing well. Hello, Delvin. I hope everything's good with you.
It's not my name.
So I would think I would like to go with, I like Xander Schauffele. Jordan Spieth is looking pretty good. He's got a lot of confidence from his last tournament. You know, I think maybe Tiger Woods might be my pick. I like him. He's got fresh legs from being off so long.
I think
I'll go with
So
with
listen,
Tiger.
Hold on. Before you make your pick, we need to tell you something. You obviously have not been paying attention to golf or store or news. Tiger does A, not have fresh legs, and B, he's not in this tournament. So, yeah,
it's
I know.
That, blessing.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
I
he
would
had
make
an
a
accident.
Difference.
He
yeah,
it was an crushed accident. His legs actually.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
so what, it was.
Who? Ladies, is that I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah,
that,
no, he's not going to play this year.
I mean, all I can tell you is what the police or the sheriffs told us is he was going 83 or so in a 45. And
yeah,
resulted
crashed.
In a crash.
Yeah, yeah. So
a little quick.
Yeah.
Trying to get there. So, yeah, we're not going to take that pick. Just out of respect to you, Dr. Funyan. You know, I respect my name, Dr. Funyan. Not just Funyan. Not Mr. Funyan. Doctor. He's got a doctorate in Funyans.
Yeah.
So, no, that pick is not going to work for us, the Tiger Woods pick. Really, no picks are going to work, but I just see a bunch of guys who say Masters pick now. On the line.
Everybody wants it too. Give their picks.
Or you know what? Out of respect to you, Dr. Funyan, Del, put him down for Tiger. I don't think he's going to win.
No. I don't think he's going to. He's got Tiger. Dr. Funyan, if Tiger comes through and wins this thing, then Dr. Funyan is he's our winner. And we are not giving anything away. We don't have any T-shirts. What about a one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish?
That's fine.
Give away.
We got Dad Classic from ClassicDad.co where it says, hey, what's the damage? Or there's another one like, go ask your mom.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a classic dad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you buying one? Are you buying these shirts?
I've already bought one.
You did? Which one did you buy?
Go ask your mom.
Go ask your mom.
Because to me, I also like it because anyone you see, like, go ask your mom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of talking about their mom a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I did your go mom. Like, that kind of, it's got double meaning.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, it's good. And 920, how you doing, Lance? Go ask your mom.
Go ask your mom. How I'm doing.
Yeah.
See ya. Somebody says, hey, Lance, when's your next brisket? I don't know. Go ask your mom. See how it comes off?
Yeah.
Go ask your mom is not a comfortable thing to hear.
How wet is your brisket? Go ask your mom.
I don't know. Ask your mom.
That's a pretty good t-shirt. 929 ESPN.
What made you give the Vikings a cornerback here? I don't ask your mom.
Go.
Your mom can tell you.
His mom gave you the advice? What?
Maybe your mom can tell you, man. Maybe we were sitting there talking.
My mom doesn't know all that much about football, apparently.
She does now.
Look, I know.
I gave her some football
knowledge. Sometimes Lance will text me and be like, what's the Dolphins' biggest need? Mm-hmm. Are you texting guys' moms about that, too? Like, what are the Vikings' biggest needs?
No.
And they give you some information?
They could. Oh, by the way, did you see what happened with Jeff Gladney? This is like a super quiet. No one's talking about this. Have y'all seen what happened with Jeff Gladney?
We'll do it on the other side, right here.
Yeah,
on
Jeff
ESPN.
Gladney, the first round pick from TCU.
Yeah, on the other side. Right here.
Yeah.
On the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Sound.
Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So, some really bad stuff coming out here. I didn't even know about, I haven't even, like, literally no one's covering this story about Jeff Gladney. You know how I knew? Because there was a Deshaun Watson thing. He was trending again for the 100th day in a row on Twitter. And I was just looking at comments. And then somebody said, what about Chad Wheeler? Because it turns into a racial Chad Wheeler, Deshaun thing. And people, you know, because Twitter turns into race wars. And somebody said, what about Chad Wheeler? Which was puzzling. But then somebody goes, what about Jeff Gladney? And I'm like, Jeff Gladney? What did Jeff Gladney do? And that's how I found out this story on Jeff Gladney, who was a guy that I really liked last year as a cornerback out of TCU. Vikings cornerback Jeff Gladney turned himself into Dallas County Jail on Monday after an arrest warrant was issued on family violence assault charge. Gladney, a first-round pick last year, started 15 games. The rookie faces third-degree felony charged with carries a possible sentence of 2 to 10 years in prison. In a statement, Dallas Police Department said Gladney, 24, and a 22-year-old woman were involved in a verbal altercation over content on a cell phone.
Mm.
The altercation escalated, in which time Mr. Gladney physically assaulted the victim. He left prior to the officer's arrival. In this assault, citing anonymous sources and arrest affidavits, CBS 11 reported that Gladney became upset over the woman's text messages and tried shoving her face toward her phone, trying to use it as face ID to unlock the phone, pulling her by her hair, trying to hold her still. According to the TV report, the woman, who said she was in a relationship with Gladney, accused him of striking her with closed fists, calling pain in the side of her ribs, the stomach, the back, and hitting her with an open hand across the head. She also accused Gladney of strangling her by the neck, which impeded her breathing for about 5 seconds. After that, returned to an apartment complex in Dallas. The woman alleged Gladney grabbed her by her hair while the vehicle was moving and dragged her across the ground.
Then she said she was able to break free and get into a vehicle with unknown passengers. Detectives documented bruising on her head, ears, and torso. She also reported she had scratches on her face and neck and abrasions on her knees.
Swear to God, a good friend of mine who's just a scout, he's not anything more than a scout, who had that area told me I would never in a million years draft Jeff Gladney. And I'm like, why? Just because he has some edge? He goes, dude, he is going to end up in jail at some point. He said he is a bad dude. He can't control himself, and he's going to get in a lot of trouble at some point.
Hmm.
And I just blew it off as, he was drafted in the first round. I mean, you know what I mean? I thought, oh, come on, dude, you're overblowing this. I swear to you, when I saw this story yesterday, and this happened 2 or 3 days ago, and it's not, I don't even know if this, like, seriously, have you even seen this on ESPN? This is like the most quiet, even seen it on NFL.com, I don't think.
But it
gets worse.
This is just out now. 8:24 this morning, former pro Philip Adams. Do anybody remember Philip Adams? He was with the 49ers and he was with the Seahawks. Former NFL player shot and killed a doctor, his wife and 2 grandchildren, and 1 other person before turning the gun on himself in a horrifying scene at South Carolina home.
Oh, was it a murder-suicide?
Yeah. He had stints with the Seahawks, 49ers, Raiders, and Jets. Opened fire at the home in Rock Hill late Wednesday afternoon. He killed in the shooting were Dr. Leslie, he's 70, his wife Barbara, and 2 of their grandchildren, 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. Adams dies by suicide. A 5th victim, James Lewis, was working at the home at the time, was also fatally shot. A 6th person who was not immediately identified was hospitalized with a serious gunshot wound. And then Adams turned the gun on himself, apparently. These are really not good. These are horrific stories. This is the bad part of the show. Can we get why can't we make Masters picks? On Masters and opening day, Masters Thursday and opening day, we got murder, suicide, and beating women and what? This is not what we want. This is not what we want.
I don't remember that play at all, but that happened just this morning, huh?
Well, it happened yesterday afternoon. Yeah. So
that's a better story.
That's a much better story. These women were arrested in Dubai because they
for what?
Well, they all got naked on a balcony.
No, but what were they arrested
for? They arrested for public indecency.
Actually,
in
Dubai might have some stricter.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like kind of strict and kind of anything goes depending on where the money
is.
Well,
I think for women it's kind of strict.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not anything goes. But it seems like it's a good party. It seems like a party you'd want to go to.
Who are these girls?
Another picture of all of them naked. It's sitting like 20 of them sitting around a piano and the guy's just playing a piano.
Who are these girls?
They're just having a party. That's all. They all got naked.
No, but this is clearly a thing. Yeah, you don't have 20 and it's... They're fit. Okay? So there.
Yeah, they're
not
fit.
Not that I care, but they are.
Yeah.
This isn't accidental.
No, I don't know. For some reason, they're all fit. They're all
okay,
fit.
Okay, so what was this? Who decided, let's get 20 of us in?
I don't know. They're a little too fit for my liking, if you want to know the truth. I mean, somebody eat something. But, I mean, I don't know.
Are you, though?
Yes, I am, though. Yes.
Are you though?
Yeah, let's grab something to eat. Let's eat a burger and then let's all get on the balcony.
It's what he just told a group of 20 women.
Hey, ladies, I don't like your bodies. Eat something.
I just thought he could go in a different direction with it.
Yeah, it seemed like there are multiple avenues, and he went down the worst one. Like, you know, like you see those things in cartoons, like, look at the forest. It's all these, it's shiny, the birds are singing, it's a clear path. John goes, look at that dark forest with all the dirt, all the dead trees and branches and the wolf standing in the background. I'm
what
going down
debauchery?
That avenue. I'm going
debauchery?
Down that avenue to see what happens.
I'm going to go that way.
What is, they're saying on Twitter it's debauchery. What is debauchery?
Debauchery is when you're...
No, I know, but it's is that a thing?
Debauchery?
Called debauchery where a bunch of people get together and get nude?
Oh, is that it? I don't know. Is
I
that
don't know. Called? I thought debauchery just me.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
Things. Yeah,
well, that's what I thought.
I've always looked at debauchery like, hey, having a good time. Yeah. Abraham Answer is now 2 under. Gosh, dang it. Billy picked him and I didn't take him.
He's from Mexico.
It's a stunt. Yeah. Here it is. We need the rest of this. A group of women have landed themselves in serious hot water in Dubai after they posed naked on a balcony in a stunt that went viral online. Going viral in some countries is not smart. The women were arrested on charges of public debauchery in the United Arab Emirates, where the violators of the public decency law could face sentences of up to 2 years behind bars. Videos and images of more than a dozen women lined up in their birthday suits in Dubai's upscale marina neighborhood made waves on social media this weekend, shocking the Federation of Seven Arab Sheikdoms. In the footage, women in the green dress and high heels is seen snapping photos of the nude group as another person shoots from a neighboring balcony. Said the X-rated shoot is believed to be part of a campaign for an Israeli porn channel. Well, this is just going to cause more problems. Do that where it's not going to cause my problems here.
Is there Israeli porn channels?
Apparently.
Well, I didn't know
it
about
was
this.
It was a stunt, an Israeli See, porn channel in the United Arab Emirates. Why are you causing problems here? Come over here and do that stuff back. Do it here in the States. Where you're not going to have problems.
There's no problem.
Stand above the be someone thing, you know,
yeah,
the overhead. You can stand on there and do something viral there or at Riel.
But the last place that goes an Arab country to, you know, pose naked and, promote my porn channel.
This is a curious, curious choice here. Oh, look, it's a, or ever just go hang out doing it in an Amish area. This doesn't feel like it's going to work well. Do it somewhere like at a golf tournament. So we used to, do you remember there used to be that golf tournament here that a strip club famously had a golf, like they had a golf tournament, mm-hmm. guys could play and you'd have a caddy with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, you had your you had three, then you had your caddy.
Yeah.
It was best ball and the caddy would tend the stick, would do stuff.
Do stuff.
And it was at a golf, it's actually where Redstone is now, or it's not Redstone anymore.
No, it's Golf Club of Houston.
But it's where it used, that was a, whatever it used to be, I guess, that's, it was heavily wooded.
Yeah.
And they would have it there every year, like, let's just make sure no one can see this. There's no houses on the course.
Right. Right.
And I played one my second year at 610 with John White here.
I never played one.
I played one. We had an advertiser with us that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, by the end, he thought that there had really been a connection.
A connection?
Yeah.
With
like,
his caddy?
You know what? She is super smart. She's going to college. She likes me. Like, oh, my God. This is textbook. I mean, this is textbook. She's going to college. She really likes me. We're probably going to go somewhere later. I may date her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, boy. This is literally the way that it's supposed to go down. Like, this is textbook.
Right.
You know the guy.
I know. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I imagine everything worked out for him with this woman, right?
Oh, it always does.
Yeah.
It always does. 9:43.
No, because I asked later, like, what happened? Like, nothing.
That's surprising.
9:43.
She just ended up lying. Nothing even happened. She just drove off. Like, oh, you mean after the tip? After she was tipped at the end of the round?
Yeah, she drove off.
You mean she drove off? You mean at the end of the shift?
Mm-hmm.
She took the money that you gave her and then for the time that you spent
and left?
And then left? Well, that's curious.
944 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 ESPN 97.5 92.5 as well. If you're having trouble hearing on 97.5, try 92.5 right here on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A lot of golf talk, and I'll give you the opportunity. Well, I'm not giving you the opportunity, but the station's giving you the opportunity to play at the occasional invitational. Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Occasional invitational benefiting Kids Meals Houston. This year's tournament will take place Wednesday, April 28th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages, lunch removed burritos, 18 holes of golf, and a quick socially distant dinner and award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. John will be there. Lance will be there. I don't know if he'll be able to play because he's got the shoulder herps, but all of us will be there. The occasional invitational, April 28th, 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat.
Yeah, Doc Linville's going to be there. We're going to be playing with Doc Linville. He hits the ball pretty good. Played yesterday. Hits the ball pretty good. He's got a couple of buddies, though, that hit the snot out of it. Holy crap, they hit it long. 713-780-3776. This is something that's going to be interesting with the Deshaun thing. Tony Busby said this during the press conference, and Deshaun Watson reaches out to a woman in Atlanta, Georgia, while he's in Houston. Hear what I'm saying. He reaches out to a woman via direct message on Instagram who's located in Atlanta, Georgia. He does this while he's in Houston. He asks her for a massage. He tells her he'll fly her in. He buys her a plane ticket. He arranges for her Uber from the airport. He Ubers her to the Houstonian. Does this have significance that he's bringing in women from other states? Well, that's a question you should ask somebody else.
That came up. That's been coming up lately. Yes. Is that interstate?
Busby said that of the 22 clients, two came from Georgia, one from California, and one from Houston.
I think if you are no one's a lawyer here, but we do watch Law and Order. If you bring someone in from out of state for the purposes of sex, that could be considered a federal crime.
Yes.
That's what, jeez Louise.
Yes.
With, for the purpose, you mean of, no, that's not a federal crime to fly somebody in to smash.
If
that's
you pay not, them for it.
Well, if against it's against their will, it is.
Well, yeah. If it's against their will, it's on top of being against their will.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's all, are you allowed to fly someone in and pay them for sex? And if they, is that allowed and not a federal crime?
That
depending on the state, isn't that prostitution?
If it's consensual,
it is prostitution, and you cross state lines, so that would be a federal offense.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. And the question is whether or not he broke sex trafficking laws.
You've got legal weed. You've got all these things you can do. Gambling in some states, weed, and it is kind of amazing right now that sex work is. I guess because of the concerns about trafficking, I understand that. I guess. But it is amazing that it's not legal in more states. With everything else going legal in so many states?
What, prostitution legal?
Yeah.
It's legal in one state, right?
Yeah, just Nevada that I know of. I'm sure people looked, I'm sure police and the DA probably, yeah, they probably looked the other way on some of it, I would assume.
There is a question of the legality in Nevada also. If, I don't
Tell
think
it
that it's a
ranch.
State law. I think it's
watch a bunch of HBO shows
certain
on that.
Areas of the state. Allow it. I don't know if you can just prop a bunny ranch type thing in every part of Nevada.
I don't know. I don't believe you. They're handing out cards to you left and right when you're on the strip in Vegas. You just, these just street people like, here, hand these out. Here's $5. And then when you're not looking, you're just chunk it in the trash.
Yeah, so that's even it's getting darker and worse and horrible, more and more horrible. I don't know that we'll see our quarterback again. I don't know. I know when Hey, listen, the Advertiser Act, I'm going to give it a 1 week. Within 1 week, the NFL will put him on the exempt list. Within a week, they're going to put him on the exempt list, because pretty soon we're going to start to have, we will begin having OTAs and, you know, it's around the corner. And Deshaun just can't be a part of anything. He just can't be a part of anything NFL right now. Not with all of this hanging over his head. Let's get Mr. Irrigation up next on ESPN. What do you say, Mr. Irrigation?
Hey, good morning. So there's four guys I kind of like. Ian Poulter and Sung Jae. And then there's two long shots. Abraham Ancer, which you just brought up being 200. And Will Zalatoris. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of those four?
Like them.
What do you think about Ian being able to? How old was Jack when he went in?
46.
Wasn't he 45?
46.
46, okay. So Ian's 45.
Yeah. No, Ian Poulter's not going to win. Ian Poulter plays well here, but he's not going to win. Of all of them, Abraham Ancer is your best shot. Abraham Ancer's got the game, and he's got a real shot. Thanks, Mr. Irrigation. We appreciate it. 713-780-3776 is the number.
I think he had what more that he was going to say.
No, that's all. That's enough.
He said that's enough. Is that what you said?
He made his picks. That's all.
He was going to ask you about one more, but you were done.
But what about Sanjay Gupta?
What? Sanjay M is he's got
a shot.
You will know him. He has the slowest backswing in the world.
Who was it? Oh, was it Stuart Furyk. Sink? No, Jim Furyk. Yeah.
Furyk. No, you're thinking of Furyk.
How did that keep happening?
Because
nobody fix that.
He
mess.
Got back into his slot. It's
yeah, I guess he eventually got there. So this guy has a slow backswing.
Uh huh. I mean, really, like, really. Like,
I remember one time my swing got, when I was playing a lot more, my swing, I just started, literally, my club face was wide open when I got through the ball. It was a massive, massive, I had to go to Jim Murphy. Jim Murphy fixed me. Like, Jim Murphy literally fixed. I was spraying it to the right. It just out of nowhere, and it got in my head. And Jim Murphy completely changed. Like, I'd have to take the club here, like, back about 3 feet, and then just swing like that. And then it got to where I would start the club here,
mm-hmm,
to where it wasn't a full take back. He slowly got me fixed all the way. And Jim Murphy used to work with Tom Byram.
Yeah.
Or Byron.
Neat stuff.
Byron. One of them is a
neat stuff.
You were just, I saw there was a look on your face, and I knew you wanted the neat stuff.
Ooh, isn't that don't you feel like a bit of a crush when he is it a glancing blow or like straight to the chin when he goes neat stuff to you?
No, it hurts. Because I was telling him something, because I'm trying to be in his world. I'm
You're trying to relate,
I'm trying to
right?
Do, so I'm trying
what,
to relate
you know
to
what
him.
I never talk about?
I'm trying to relate
my
to him.
Swing.
I'm trying to relate
okay,
to him.
So, yeah, I think you've taken it way
about
too
how,
far.
No, but Jim, there was another golfer I heard. Jim Murphy told me that another golfer had to do that, had to get his shot back. Was it from Georgia Tech, David?
David Duvall?
Was it Duvall had to do that, I think? I think Duvall had to do that.
He had to do.
Your swing basically didn't start from right near the ball. You actually pulled it back about 3 feet and then started the swing from there. There was a golfer who started doing that, and other golfers knew who it was. Like other people, friends of mine who golfed, they knew who the golfer was. And I didn't know that. And it actually fixed me. And now that's why I'm a great golfer today, except for the shoulder.
When was the last time you played or something?
I know,
you're a great golfer today.
I know I haven't
when was
played
the last
since,
time, do you think?
So July 25th is the anniversary of one of the worst falls off of a ladder we've ever seen. So I definitely have not played since July 25th, for sure.
Yeah. So July 25th of last year. Yeah. But otherwise, you're
I haven't played during the
otherwise
pandemic.
Otherwise, you're a great golfer.
I haven't played during the pandemic.
Okay.
So I might have lost some.
You might have.
Okay. Now, otherwise, you're a great golfer. I guess.
And maybe a couple years before the pandemic.
Neat stuff, Lance.
Neat stuff.
Yeah, that one hurts.
He's like, I'm trying to relate to John talking
man,
golf.
I'm
got
like,
suck,
hey,
I got suckered
China.
Into this.
Oh, look at this. We have something in common here about golf. I remember, and then he just on his face, he had this look, and I knew he wanted to say something. And I thought he was going to say, that's interesting, because I had a friend who did the same thing. Instead, he just said, neat stuff. What an ass.
Is it on par? Like, you didn't grow up during the texting era, but when you're talking to a girl, you think you're being very clever, and she just writes back, okay.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Some par. It's like,
or it's I thought I was rolling this here. This one hurts too. Cool.
Or they don't. Cool. Yeah, that too.
Cool hurts. Cool is the one that's just like, neat stuff.
Cool.
I knew Maury was probably pissed at something that's on the radio. I texted something. This is like a year and a half ago. He's like, cool. I was like, oh, he's sensitive. He's in his feelings now. Just because we said he keeps getting these non-shooting dudes. Before I go, did you see the article that Daryl Morey thinks three-pointers are too valuable now? In today's NBA, threes are worth too much? That they need to be worth less? I'm like, you did this to basketball with this three-point stuff. This is like Jack from Twitter saying, social media is too much. Too bad, Jack Dorsey. You did this. I hope you do feel guilty, Jack Dorsey, for this horrible, horrible culture that we're in now. And Daryl Morey to go, three-pointers, too much now. Too much value at three-pointers.
Yeah.
It's just too much. You're the one who want to get 50 shots up a game. Yeah, I'm exploiting the loophole. They're worth too much. So now Daryl wants to close the loophole because he's got Ben Simmons.
A guy who shoots the wrong hand.
Broke-ass Ben Simmons from the three-point line. Now Daryl all of a sudden wants to close the three-point
loophole. He's had a bunch of broke-ass shooters.
That's right. Now forever. He wants to close that loophole up like in Dark.
Stop.
I would say this to Daryl Morey.
Blow up the portal.
I say this to Daryl Morey just like I'd say to Lance.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
Oh, that's clever, Dale.
Look at him. You got a neat stuff and a bye, bitch, in the same segment. A rough one for you.
That one doesn't do anything.
That one hurt.
Neat stuff hurts because was a real thing I was trying to do.
It's Mark Zuckerberg saying, you know what? I think we're getting to know each other too much. I think I don't think that all this social media is all that great.
But guys, we should really stop trying to connect through the digital world. Get out and meet each other.
People are getting too. It's making the world too close. To everybody knowing what? Mark Zuckerberg, you made bajillions of dollars. Daryl Morey, you created this monster in the NBA, and now, it's worth too much.
Look, things change. Circumstances change. When you have one of your star players who shoots with the wrong hand and doesn't shoot threes, you think three-pointers are overvalued now.
Well, it happens. Yeah. And Zuckerberg, well, no, my information's out there. Well, yeah, so 533 million people are out there because of you, Mark Zuckerberg, because you couldn't protect us. Well, not me.
Not you. You're not on there. You don't have to worry about it.
I'm not even on Facebook. No. You know what? All you idiots that are on Facebook, congratulations. Look what happened. And your vaccines, too. How about that?
Wait.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.